It is hard to imagine, but before Islam, sons marrying their stepmothers was a common practice after the father's death. The Quran decisively ended this practice. Join us to unpack this intriguing ancestral practice and the wisdom behind its prohibition. There's a lot more to learn in today's tafsir. Let's get started. Session 565, Chapter 4, Verse 22. Do not marry women that your fathers married, with the exception of what is past. This is indeed a shameful thing to do, and loathsome and leading to evil. Chapter 4, verse 22. It seems this issue was previously common, where a son might marry his father's wife who was not his mother. For instance, Safwan ibn Umayyah, a prominent figure from Quraysh, married his stepmother after his father died. Allah wanted to eradicate this practice from family dynamics. Why? Because father and son shared deep relations such as love, mercy, and compassion from the father, respect, reverence, and dependency from the son. When a father who has a son enters a new marriage, it often means he chose the wife after separating from the son's mother. God wants to prevent the son from ever desiring his father's wife. Why? Because if she appeals to him, he might think, after my father dies, I will marry her. If the son harbors such hope, he might unconsciously wish for his father's death. Given how overwhelming sexual desires can be, the son may plot to get rid of his father. Thus, God aims to remove any hope for such a relationship, enforcing that the son should view his father's wife as he views his own mother. Seeing her as a stepmother would shut the door before any sexual inclination stirred by Satan. God says, "Do not marry women that your fathers married." Culturally, the word marry, translated from the Arabic nikah, refers to the marriage contract. It can also mean sexual relations or the consummation of marriage. However, its prevalent connotation in the Quran is sexual relations. God says, "An adulterer marries none but an adulterous woman," indicating intercourse without a marriage contract. The verse continues, "Do not marry women that your fathers married, with the exception of what is past." What has passed refers to the period before Islam, when this was a common practice. God prohibited it, so in the new Islamic era, a son cannot marry any woman that his father married. Even if the marriage contract predates Islam, the relationship must now end. The phrase, "with the exception of what is past," uses a term referring to time, meaning such acts are not permitted going forward. If someone had married his father's wife before this ruling, he cannot argue that it had already passed before the prohibition. This practice is entirely forbidden, and any existing marriage of this kind must be dissolved. In his wisdom, Allah wants you to know that when he legislates, he does so in harmony with sound, natural disposition. He did not say, "If you do that from now on, it will be considered immoral and a sin." Instead, Allah used a general statement in the past tense. "This is indeed a shameful thing to do," meaning that even before my decree, marrying your stepmother has always been immoral, abhorrent, and a disgraceful path. This conduct goes against human nature. However, over time, some people's instincts got corrupted and they resorted to marrying their father's wives. Historically, any man who marries his father's wife was involved in what was called a marriage of scandal, and the child born from such a union was called abhorred, in saying, "This is indeed a shameful thing to do, loathsome and leading to evil." God emphasizes that even before his ruling, this act was inherently immoral and loathsome. Allah legislates based on what natural dispositions demand. While nature can become tainted regarding some issues, it remains clear in others. Some prohibitions are evident and inherent, such as a person marrying their mother, daughter, or sister. Throughout history, from pre-Islamic times to modern sexual revolutions, people have largely steered clear of these kinds of relationships. Marrying your father's ex-wife is shameful and loathsome, even in the eyes of those who have no religion, as it corrupts the family dynamics and sets everyone on a path leading to evil. In the next ayah, God lists those relatives who are prohibited in marriage. Tune in next week for the tafsir of verse 23 of Surah An-Nisa. Gently tap the subscribe button and bell icon to get notified.
وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.